Aisling was listening to Jerry's interview with Jim Cullity from Curro yesterday, who was talking about his harrowing experience at University Hospital Kerry's emergency department at the weekend. She says our GP practices here in Ireland need to be more like the setup in Germany.
Because I felt very strong about the health system in Ireland, and I feel really we've such amazing doctors and nurses, and I think it's actually cruel, the pressure that they're put under and the pressure that patients are put under. And I think there are so many areas where the government can step in now and assist the GPs and assist the public in general.
Such as?
I feel the surgeries here in Ireland need to be upgraded a lot more.
GP surgeries. Do you mean GP surgeries? Yeah.
I do indeed. GP surgeries. The GPs are fantastic. They just don't have the equipment that's needed to carry out, to upgrade the facilities. And I feel the government should step in. My issue here is that, as I said to you, I go to Germany quite a lot over the years prior to COVID. And I had a situation one day in Germany where I needed to attend the doctor. I just had a pain in my side. And when I went in, the GP saw me reasonably quickly and he carried out extensive investigations, as in he carried out his own x-ray of the, he carried his own medical x-ray. And I was really, really impressed because he said, no problem, we'll do the scan here now for you and I'll give you the results in a few minutes. And it was literally done and dusted. I couldn't believe it. Whether here, I'd go into the GP first, and if they were not able to assess the situation, I'd be forwarded over to A&E and then I'd have to wait a couple of hours to be seen in an A&E doctor.
So that was a real standout moment for you when you needed the medical services in Germany. Could I ask you, was there a charge to go and see the GP in Germany that time?
There was a charge. Now, I can't remember exactly the full amount that they charged me that time, because I said we have family and relatives over there. So there would have been a charge, all right, I'd say maybe 60, 70 euro, but I couldn't be certain now exactly what that was. But I really felt that just the service was fantastic. Do you know? And I know the cost is a big issue, but if you go to A&E, you have to drive over there yourself, and plus the fact that you can get really sick while you're waiting for more attention. You know? And I think when people get to that level of pain, they need help and they do anything to get it.
So what you're saying, Aisling, is if GPs had more resources so that they could carry out scans such as what you underwent when you had to go to that doctor in Germany, that would help take the pressure off emergency departments in our hospitals?
Without a shadow of a doubt, Tressa, to be honest. I think if a certain amount of work was done, and if the GP then, of course, if they were not able to resolve the situation in the GP area, I do think the GPs should have some form of laboratory and scanning machines and x-ray machines where the patient can be seen first. And if they cannot resolve the situation, then, of course, refer them to A&E. But I do feel, in fairness, A&E, the pressure is coming from the GPs. We're all being sent over to A&E. And I think that's not right.
For a number of years now, there's Sláinte Care, the big, big plan to overhaul, to improve our health and social care system. When you contacted us, Aisling, I was looking at some of the measures they say that have brought in and have improved people's lives. They say, for example, to provide better supports and services that GPs can give to their patients. For example, the GP Direct Access to Diagnostic Scheme went live in January last year, and this provides GPs with access to radiology scans through a number of private providers. And they say overall 138,000 radiology scans were delivered in this way last year, and that reduces pressure on the acute hospital service. The government might say, look, we are responding, but we've come out of COVID, and then 10, 13 years ago, we were in the middle of the recession. So these things are happening, but they will take time.
Okay, I'm not fully aware of the Sláinte Care situation now, but I definitely think, like, we're playing with people's lives here, and it's irrespective of whether it's COVID or what. Like, I know, sadly, as they say, the health system got totally overridden with COVID, and sadly we lost a lot of people, and the front line were absolutely fantastic throughout COVID. But I think the main thing here is, like, people are unfortunately dying from a lot of other stuff like cancer and road traffic accidents, heart attacks. All these still work parallel. and everyone needs to get the best service possible. And I really do think stacking people up inside an A&E is just horrific, and it's very unfair. I really rang in this morning when I heard that gentleman saying there was one doctor servicing the whole area.
This is Jim Cullity. This is Jim Cullity from Curragh, who spoke to Jerry about his experiences at the emergency department at University Hospital Kerry in recent days.
Yes. I just think it's like that is not proper patient care, and it's completely unfair on one individual, one doctor, to have to cater for all that.
Now, the budget is at the end of the month, and coincidentally, Aisling, the Irish Medical Organisation, which represents the majority of GPs, they've made their pre-budget submission. And what they're saying is almost 900 consultant posts are vacant, or they're just being filled on a temporary basis. They also say there's a shortage of GPs around the country, with fewer than 150 additional GPs in the GP system, whereby they'd look after medical card holders and carry out vital public health services and care in the last 4 years. Just fewer than 150. What you're saying about additional services, such as the ability for GPs to carry out more scans and more procedures like that at GP practices, yes, very useful. But doesn't it ultimately come down to manpower? And what the IMO is saying, the Irish Medical Organisation is saying, is that we don't have enough GPs, we don't have enough hospital staff, we don't have enough consultants. All this is fueling the problems that people are experiencing in the emergency department.
Tras, I've no doubt that must be horrific, because as I said, one person expected to look after the whole area is just shocking. I think in general the government and the local bodies need to look at providing better working conditions for all medical staff, from the radiologists to GPs to the consultants, everybody right across the board. And I really think they need to upgrade. Like, they need to get the better salaries. They need to reduce the level of work that's put on one person, train more people up as much as possible, give them better pay, better working conditions. Because there is no doubt, like, as Ireland, we are known for a country of fantastic academic excellence. And a lot of our doctors, from what I've read in reports, a lot of our doctors and nurses are going abroad for better work and pay, better conditions. I really think the government need to tighten the belt here and really look after our own graduates, look after our own great doctors, great nurses, and give them better working conditions, and they may have a chance of staying here then.
But the government would point out is that they've never spent higher amounts on the health service. So is it all down to pay?
I just think it's... if the better working conditions, people may be more interested in working in the health service.
I think you might agree as well, the importance of being able to meet a doctor face to face, because anecdotally we've heard from some listeners that, and I suppose it is a throwback to the pandemic, that it is very hard to actually get in and see a doctor at present, because there are shortages, because GPs are overworked and stressed. It's actually quite hard to get an appointment to see a doctor in person.
I think it's practically impossible to get an appointment to see a doctor in person. And in no way would I agree with... I've had to take calls, of course, from doctors, and they're doing their best, and I accept that completely. But I think, how can a doctor diagnose you with anything over the phone? I think you cannot beat face-to-face.
So you think in the budget at the end of the month, the government need to set out plans to help attract more doctors, more GPs in the health service, attract more consultants and more staff in our hospital service, and to address that serious manpower issue? You think that would be a big help?
I think it would be essential, and give them fair pay for fair work. And like, their work can never be underestimated. They save lives. You know, nobody goes to the doctor because they're feeling well. They go to the doctor because they really need help. So right from the doctors, right through to the A&E, all the medical staff, the radiologists, like, they really are front line, and they need to be respected. And I think proper working conditions and a proper pay is essential, and only fair.